This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Though much of the attention in Iraq is focused on the violence against Americans and the Iraqis who support them, the country is also trying to deal with a wave of sectarian attacks. Over the past month, there's been a series of attacks against Shiite and Sunni Muslims. The violence is causing some to fear a civil war. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
The most spectacular attacks came 1 month ago when a pair of bombings killed well over 100 people at Shiite shrines. Smaller attacks came afterward. A Sunni cleric was murdered, and then another. Then someone placed a bomb inside a Shiite Muslim mosque, or Husseiniya, that was under construction in western Baghdad. A man named Bassem is part of the family that was leading the effort to build it. Bassem says someone put TNT in an oil drum and placed it in the mosque. The explosion blew out all four walls, spilling bricks into the street. That was the first attack in this neighborhood. A few days later, and a few blocks away, a Shiite imam was at home with his family when someone heaved a bomb into his driveway. Haji Hadi says the explosion blew open his front door. Stepping through that door, Hadi moves into the yard and points to the remains of a metal front gate that was destroyed. The bombing injured the cleric's 13-year-old son, Sajjad, who smiles as he describes how he got the scars on his face and neck.
I heard something fell on the car from the outside. So I went out to see what was that thing, and then that thing exploded in my face.
No one was arrested for the two attacks on the Shiites, but rumors soon spread in this neighborhood implicating a Sunni doctor. His name was Dr. Hazem Al-Ani. Dr. Hazem's clinic was right across the street from that Shiite mosque. Before the bombing, he had criticized its construction. After the bombing, according to his neighbors, the doctor knew that suspicion was falling on him. Hoping to show his innocence, the Sunni doctor made a large donation for the rebuilding of that Shiite mosque. But his cousin, Jihad Sami, says that early last week, a man came to the medical clinic posing as a patient and pulled out a gun.
He fired four bullets, one into his hand because he was telling him not to fire, went through his hand, and three other bullets in his head. At close range.
In the days after the killing, gunmen guarded the street where the mosque lay in ruins and where the doctor's family mourned his death. A dozen relatives sat quietly in a room, greeting visitors by muttering, "God is good." The mourners in that room insist that an innocent Sunni Muslim was murdered, but they refuse to blame Shiites for the killing. The doctor's brother is Hashim Abdul Hadi. He says, Sunnis and Shiites know very well there's a conspiracy to create problems between us. In the same way, Shiites in this neighborhood refuse to blame their Sunni neighbors. Banners hang on the street reading that the people of this neighborhood, Sunni and Shia, condemn the attack on Dr. Hazem. Last week in Baghdad, during Friday prayers, leading Sunni and Shiite clerics appeared on television, holding hands and calling for unity. In an effort to maintain that unity, Iraqi leaders have blamed much of the violence in their country on foreigners. U.S. officials sometimes do the same, but this past month, an American general suggested that people here may be in denial. Major General Martin Dempsey commanded a recent effort to root out insurgent groups in Baghdad.
The single biggest impediment to gaining intelligence on homegrown domestic terrorism is an unwillingness on the part of the Iraqi people to acknowledge it. There is this idea out there that all problems are outside problems, and it's just not true.
As an Iraqi official said this week, there may be foreign terrorists, but Iraqis must be showing the terrorists the addresses of people to attack. That reality is forcing Iraqis to wonder who among them might be involved in the killings. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Baghdad.